as the torch relay moves through Monroe County. 23 dignitaries from Monroe County will help move it through. Ellettsville begins over there.
Right.
The Bybee Stone Company, then it'll work over by Vernal Pike and Ivy Tech over there on the west side and make its way into downtown Bloomington proper and onto the courthouse lawn where the big celebration will take place today. Free and open to the public. Watch out parade routes if you see a slow progression moving and people in convertibles swinging around some torches. That's Keith and the gang.
You called me a dignitary. Wow.
That's right.
I'm just a schlep that's carrying a torch.
Or a dignitary.
Yeah.
You choose. And enjoy that today. And again, that's 4 to 7 activities take place on the courthouse, so get out and be a part of it. The bicentennial only happens once every 200 years.
Not a bad, you know. Now, do you know what the term sesquicentennial?
That's 150.
There you go.
So
you're all up on all of this stuff.
I'm not going to be around for either one of the next ones, so it doesn't matter what they're called. So find all that information again at visitbloomington.com. If you're into torching, Tim, are you going to can you fit the torch bearing in before your meeting? Your meeting's tomorrow, so you've got nothing to worry about.
Yeah, torch bearings this evening, so I plan to go down.
Are you wearing your protective shades there? I don't know. How bright does that thing shine?
I was just wondering if you really want to cook your hot dog on E85.
Oh, really? Is that not good?
That's the fuel I use right from the pump. So.
Oh, baby. That's got a, that would make an interesting flavor, wouldn't it?
Get some ethanol.
Yes, it would.
It's corny. Yeah.
Ethanol.
Oh.
It's a corn dog.
You'd have a corn dog. There you go.
So, Keith, do you have to stop every two or three miles there to fill it up, or how does this thing burn all day?
No, I guess it burned for the full time I'll have it.
There you go. Then after that, it's just not your problem.
I don't care.
That's exactly right. Tim Mayer is a city councilman. He checks in with us on Tuesday mornings to give us a little preview of Wednesday night city council meetings. How are you today? Everything good?
Yeah, it's a good day, and it was a pink sky when I got up.
It was very nice, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Lovely,
yeah,
lovely. And it's nice and warm, as we know, again, summertime just won't go away. But as we get things moving in this, I don't even remember where we are or what we're doing. I don't know why that is. I guess it was the big weekend that we went through. We had the Lotus Festival and the Monroe County Fall Festival.
Yeah, well, the week before was a short week, right?
That's right. Labor
something.
Day.
Here we are in the middle of September. What's on the agenda for tomorrow night?
Well, lots of things.
We
start off with a resolution to encourage the state legislature to support fair redistricting for voting districts, and that was brought forward by council members Sandberg, Granger, and Rallo. And then when we're finished with that, we'll get into the bonds that we discussed last week.
Right.
13 of those, and we will wrap up the meeting with first readings, which will introduce the Dunhill apartment complex redo over on 17th and North Dunn Street, and that's just first reading, so that just puts it in the record. And then we will have also a voluntary historic designation for a property on East Moore's Pike.
Tim, on the resolution, realistically, when you guys pass something like that, does it have any effect at all on what the state's going to do or how they think?
Considering the political climate, probably not. But
it's a symbolic gesture?
This is an effort that is being requested by the League of Women Voters council members have picked up, and we'll discuss tomorrow evening. And basically what it's asking the state legislature to do is to form a committee to look at basically a citizen-driven process for redistricting, which many states do, and they take it out of the nonpartisan realm.
So we don't have districts that go from, you know, Lake County down to Vandenberg County.
Not that dramatic, mm-hmm. but yes, yeah. It's kind of gerrymandering, you know.
Right.
Yeah. So
now the other issues that are up on is that just you're going through the actions that you have to go through because you've already had the discussions
on the bonds? Well,
right.
We did have I think we had very healthy discussions last Wednesday, particularly on the intersection signalization and some of the projects at the transportation and engineering department is bringing forward to us. But we all, I think the biggest discussion was on sanitation.
Right.
More information on sanitation.
Right. What the administration is asking for is in three bonds, $2 million that will fund seven new trash trucks, and then $750,000 for two what are called rear loader trucks, and then $1.7 million for the carts that will be used once the... So I'll back up here a little bit. What's happening is the mayor and his administration are bringing forward through the Public Works Department a request to basically mechanize the sanitation pickup. And sanitation includes your waste that you take away, as well as the recyclables that we currently pick up. And what they're proposing to do in neighborhoods where it is possible, they will use what are referred to as side loader trucks that automatically pick up the dumpster, the rollout carts at the curbside. You bring them out the night before, put them at the curbside. Truck comes by and a lift comes out, lifts it, and dumps it into the truck and puts it back, and puts your empty container back at the curbside again. So.
Tim, let me ask you something on that, because we had Deputy Mayor Mick Renneisen on last Thursday, and one of the things he said was, regardless of the bond situation and the fact that the new sanitation situation hasn't been approved, they still have to buy new trucks, and they're still going to go about doing something for the safety of the people that have to pick up these heavy loads. So he's like saying that, you know, we're still moving ahead, whether or not the city council has already approved the new plan for how to do all of this.
Well, actually, the new plan is still being fleshed out.
Right.
So basically what the administration is asking for is the money to purchase the equipment. And I think the administration has made a very strong case that, you know, the existing vehicles that we use to pick up trash are approaching the end of their life cycle. So it is time, pardon me, it is time to replace the vehicles. And so if we're going to replace the vehicles, why would we not replace them? And this is my, I guess, opinion now. Why would we not replace them with side loaders and rear loaders reduce the injury that happens to our people working on the back of those trucks, basically. So I think that case is a strong case, and I think...
Well, if you have side loaders or rear loaders, you also need the containers, too.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that is correct, and so that is why the request is basically in those three bonds. The difference between the side loader is basically a totally automated system.
Right.
So the vehicle operator controls the device that picks up.
But you can't. But the point is, you can't have one without the other. You're not buying. You have to buy the truck to do that. So that is a big deal, because you're not changing the fleet out at all. You're changing the entire way sanitation is picked up.
That is correct.
Are some of the members of the city council looking at this like, hey, the city's putting the cart before the horse? We haven't passed that, but they're going ahead and going to force us into a situation like that?
But the city doesn't have to pass what kind of trash plan there is. They just have to pass the spending on what money is spent on the trash plan. Is that accurate?
That is pretty much what's being said. And what the mayor has told council members is that, his administration is willing to sit down and work with council members to get, you know, the best plan in place. And there's a lot of discussion about, you know, how do you do the bill, how much do you bill for the service, and all of those things. And, you know, what do you do in neighborhoods where there's not enough room for a side loader truck? And that is why they're asking for rear loader trucks. Basically what those do is the operators on the street roll the cart up to a device, and the device at the back of the truck just lifts it up and dumps it into the truck, so that the operators don't have to lift. You have an 80-gallon rollout.
Oh man,
pretty heavy.
Yep.
So that was, I think that was really from last week. That was really the bulk of the discussion.
Public comment on all of this tomorrow night, Tim?
Yes, of course.
Tim Mayer is our guest this morning. The city councilman checks in before his Wednesday night meetings. How many sleeping bags did you need last Wednesday night? You gave it a sleeping bag and a half, I believe I wrote down.
Yep. You know, I think we reached the sleeping bag and a half. We didn't go to midnight, so.
Well, that's good.
Midnight would, I think we would call midnight a two sleeping bag meeting. Yeah.
Do you see the rest of what your agenda is for tomorrow night as fairly routine, the historic designation, those kinds of things?
Well, those are first readings, so that's just putting them in the record so okay. The public knows that we will be discussing them the following week in a committee of the whole meeting. So,
no, obviously.
I think the big items will be, of course, the bonds, but then, again, discussing the redistricting reform. So.
And then, obviously, the big story that made news late last week was the city of Bloomington's utilities. Seems like a big theft over there in the containers for chemicals being used. Does the council have any role involved in this? Can you have a resolution that says, hey, let's review all the plans over there or all the procedures over there and make sure everybody's doing it right? Or is that from the top down? Does that start at the mayor's office?
That definitely starts at the mayor's office. What we've been discussing with individually with the mayor is, you know, the situation has been taken care of, and it's an unfortunate situation, basically it's an opportunity for the administration, which they've already embarked upon, is to educate employees as to good practices. Let's put it that way.
Sure.
Yeah,
but the part that makes you itch, though, is we see all these water reports and we're doing this and we're doing all that, but these employees can't follow the simple rules of how to dispose of some recyclable containers. It makes you
right.
Makes you the reassurance is where that the people that are involved in this are no longer involved with it. Is there a new procedure going to be put in place? I guess we'll just wait to hear from the mayor's office on all that. It's not the council's issue, but why does it keep happening? Is it that's just how it goes? Is that the angle here?
That's a real good question.
Because we talked about we're going to put in new this and new that, and we're going to follow these new. Well, if the people in charge aren't following the procedures, it doesn't matter what procedures you have in place.
Well, that's true, and I could only speculate as to why somebody would do that. I guess the bottom line is it was a...
Money, that's the bottom line.
It was a source for revenue.
It was a source for revenue.
It's hard to talk about because, you're not there, you don't know what the thinking
absolutely.
Is.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And we'll see what the prosecutor's report
says. It's in a very unfortunate situation for the two
it is,
people
but it
involved.
Just feels like...
One should not have done it, and the other should have...
Caught it.
Yeah,
but it seems like we have one of these every 15 months or so, and it's just maybe that's human. Is that what typically happens in government, whether it's concrete missing or the parks, the parks trust fund is missing?
I wouldn't limit it to government.
Sure.
You know,
but that's public's money. I don't. If you steal privately, that's your own private business. This is this is our money. That's
no,
paid.
But I guess the point is that
there are bad
people
everywhere.
I guess what I'm trying to say is if you had a private business that dealt with leftover material, and you had an employee who saw an opportunity to make some money by recycling that, it would be the same kind of situation. So
I don't doubt that, but again, public money should be viewed and public.
I think it needs higher scrutiny.
Absolutely.
I fully agree.
And that's what I'm giving you right now, scrutiny.
The mayor's office is again putting in place opportunities to educate employees as to what they should and should not be doing. So there is some good that comes out of this, but it's a very unfortunate situation.
The cynic will say the good should have came out of it after the guy made all the false concrete work orders and all that. So
exactly.
It keeps happening, and
exactly.
we can talk about these learning opportunities. Well, you know what? We're at the graduate level of learning now. We're at PhD level of learning because it continues to go on and on and on and on. But again, all you can do is fix it and move on. And there's always the bad apple ruining the bunch. So it's not the council's issue. That's what I wanted to get at. So if people
are
expecting someone with fire and brimstone to stand up and yell and scream from the heavens about this, it's not going to be the city council.
Yeah, even if they, even if the administration, I'm not sure if it would be legislative action or not, if the administration, let's say, rewrote the handbook for, you know, employee behavior, I'm not sure that the council would have to approve that. We may well have to, but I'm not sure if that's the case or not.
So. Interesting. Yeah, so it's not, again, it's not your purview until it's your purview, right?
That's correct.
Okay, yeah,
that's
I just want people to know that. So when people say, well, why isn't the council talking about this? Why isn't anybody? Well, because now you know why.
Exactly. That's where we have a, yeah.
That's how the system works on part of that.
All right.
7:30 tomorrow night.
Yes. And
I've got you down
again,
for a
we will be discussing the bonds that are being requested. And again, these bonds are basically a transfer from existing bonds to transfer them so that there's no fiscal impact in terms of the bond purchase of the bonds. So that's a big deal. It saves us a lot of money. So
7:30 tomorrow night. Bring your abacus, your notebook, and we'll see how it all works. Thank you for your candor. Thank you for your time as always, and we'll get caught up with you next week.
And we'll see you at the torch.
That's right.
See you tonight.
Torch event, yes.
It's not BYOT.
I can't even get it out.
Well, Tim, it's only once every 200 years. It's not like you've had time to practice. Bring your own torch.
It only happens once.
That's right. So you don't have any time.
The next time will be 400 years.
What do we call that one?
Yeah, I don't know.
We're not
quadricentennial.
Boys, we're not calling it anything. We'll let the next generations handle all of that. Good job.
See you on the square.
That's right. See you on the square. Be there or be, we'll be square. Yeah, that's right.
Take care.
Good job. Tim Mayer, always city councilman.